Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Fireworks Foundation member April Brewers to talk to us about an upcoming fundraising event that they're holding. April, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. Tell us a little bit about the Knoxville Fireworks Foundation and what they do.
Well, thank you for having us too, Tony. This is our third year for having a fireworks display, and doing this each year, this is our third year, we have started out small and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we, 3 years ago, decided that people in Knoxville, the county seat, should not have to go to other towns to see fireworks. There was four of us that got together and said, let's make it happen, and we did. And this year we're going to do something different. We want to honor our military people and our veterans. And we contacted the VFW and the Legion, and they're going to be doing a ceremony which will go out over KNIA right before the fireworks. We're moving locations. There is a housing division going in where we shot off the last 2 years. And so now we're going to shoot off at the airport, and that will be something different. The people that live in West Ridge, Park Lane, the Memory Center, and Windsor Heights, they have to be able to see it. It's always been our top priority that our senior citizens were able to see the fireworks. We're really looking forward to what we'll have on the 4th of July. We have the AAU girls that come around, and they will solicit donations from all of the people sitting around. So please watch for them, because we share the profit. We split it with them, and it's a win-win for both of us. It helps them pay their entry fees, and it adds to our coffers for 2016.
You have a fundraising event coming up. Tell us about that and some of the other ways you've raised funds for the fireworks display.
This year, we're going to have a fundraiser where we're going to be doing biscuits and gravy at the Rural Fire Department. The city and the Rural Fire Department members are going to be helping us, so we really appreciate their help. And it's from 7 to 11, and it's a free will donation, and then we hope everybody will come out and eat biscuits and gravy and donate to the fireworks fund. We have done other fundraisers. We started out with our letter campaign. We sent out letters. We have Main Street Market. She sells the Pizza Hut cards, and you can access her store from the back, so don't let the construction stop you from going in there to buy those. You can donate cans at the Can Shack and just go in, tell them that this is for the Fireworks Foundation. They will set them aside and count them when they have time and then give us our funds. Also, you'll see the cash cans around town, and please put in your dimes, nickels, and pennies or whatever, because every penny counts. So that's what we've done so far to raise money.
What is your goal for this year?
Our goal is $20,000. For the people who saw it last year, the grand finale left most people breathless, and it set the bar a little bit higher than what we realized. And so $20,000 is what our goal is.
Okay, now how can people help out with the donations to the Knoxville Fireworks Foundation, and how can they get in contact if they want to help?
Okay, well, obviously there's the cash cans around. We have a post office box. It's number 251 here in Knoxville. You could call me at 641-891-6567, and I can tell you I come and pick up your money. I would be happy to.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Fireworks Foundation, April Brewers, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.